As troops move in, diplomats move out. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Russia's now evacuating staff from its Kiev embassy and other facilities in Ukraine after Russian forces moved into the eastern part of the country.
The main narrative of Vladimir Putin is simple and horrifying. Ukraine doesn't have a right to exist.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, as they get ready to impose a state of emergency, military reservists told to be on standby.
Men between 18 and 65, many of them got that call last night. They might be having to serve in the Ukrainian army against massive Russian forces in the near future. They haven't declared a full-scale mobilization yet. That could come. They're also talking about martial law.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kyiv. The U.S. and our allies have imposed sanctions on Russia. President Biden also sent U.S. troops into NATO countries near Russia, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. Some in Congress want a final say in case U.S. troops get drawn into the fight in Ukraine, supporting a measure requiring their authorization.
The 43 lawmakers who signed a letter to the president range from as far left as Ilhan Omar to as far right as Louis Gohmert. In that letter, the lawmakers said the American people, through their representatives in Congress, deserve to have a say before U.S. troops are placed in harm's way.
Fox's Jill Nato. Almost 2 years after Breonna Taylor's death in a botched police drug raid in Louisville, Kentucky, and now ex-cop's trial gets underway. Fox's Evan Brown following it live.
Dave, opening statements begin this morning in the trial of former Louisville police officer Brett Hankinson, who was on the raid team that entered the home where Breonna Taylor lived. But Hankinson isn't charged in connection with Taylor's killing, only for recklessly firing his weapon into the adjoining apartment. No officer is charged yet for Taylor's killing, and one of the officers whose bullets did strike her is pleading the fifth and not testifying at Hankinson's trial. A federal investigation into her death is still ongoing, Dave.
America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Fox News.
The jury in Minnesota could start deliberating today at the trial of three fired cops charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights in his 2020 death. The Supreme Court takes up an immigration case today related to a Trump-era rule the Biden administration is backing away from. Some Republican-led states want authority to keep abiding by it to deny entry to some illegal immigrants. Texas's controversial law the Supreme Court refused to block remains in place while lower court challenges play out, but a similar one in South Carolina is not.
A federal appeals court has upheld a lower court ruling temporarily blocking the enforcement of the statute banning most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. It's similar to laws enacted in 12 other states, now being sorted out in the courts. South Carolina's law requires doctors to perform ultrasounds to check for fetal cardiac activity. Once detected, the abortion can only be performed if the pregnancy was caused by rape or incest, or if the mother's life is in danger. Republican Governor Henry McMaster signed the bill into law last year. It was immediately challenged by Planned Parenthood. Tom Brigotti, Fox News.
One of golf's most famous players, Phil Mickelson, is out of bounds. That's what his sponsor, KPMG, thinks, or should I say ex-PGA Tour sponsor, cutting ties with him.
Phil Mickelson tweeted an apology Tuesday for recent comments made about the PGA Tour and organizers of the Saudi finance breakaway known as the Super Golf League. Lefty caused uproar last week when author Alan Shipnuck released an excerpt from his upcoming biography of the six-time major champion, where Mickelson described the Saudis as scary, but said he was willing to look past their controversial human rights record to gain leverage against the PGA Tour. Mickelson actually citing the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi and the killing of LGBTQ plus community members by the Saudis. Mickelson Tuesday tweeting, quote, "It was reckless. I offended people and I am deeply sorry for my choice of words." Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, a rebound's brewing. Dow futures up more than 200 points, about half the size of yesterday's loss. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.